NRHK. K-E-A-U-R-V. K-E-A-U-R-V. NRHK.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-E-A-T-A-C-I.
K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF. K-E-A-D-A-E. How are you doing tonight?
This is K-C-8-Y-B-F. Good afternoon. Well, evening now, I guess. It's after 5, so classifies as evening. I'm doing much better. I'm out of work on a Friday, so that's looking better.
Copy that. Yeah, me too. And it's still sunny out when we get out of work. What a nice surprise. And it's not frigid.
Yeah, that makes it a whole lot nicer here to have some sunshine and not below zero temperatures and winds blowing at 30 miles an hour. So it almost spring seems like a spring day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but that I think is just it's a ploy. You know, watch out, because next week we're going to get a big snowstorm. I don't know when. They say it's supposed to be upwards of almost 40 sometime next week, but I think they're lying somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it'll come back and bite us somewhere. We'll get a snowstorm in March or something here. And yeah, we'll wait for the other shoe to drop here on the weather. But I'll take this a little reprieve here for the next few days, and I seen, yeah, it was supposed to be upper 30s or close to 40 in some areas, southern part of the state, whatever. So, but supposed to get a snow rain mix or something on Monday, I guess. We'll see how that pans out, if that'll change 10 times between now and then. So, but I'll take this. I went out for lunch today from work, and I said, boy, this is kind of nice. I didn't have to put on the heavy gloves and pull up my collar to block the wind and that, so it was quite nice. So hopefully the weekend is somewhat enjoyable too.
I kind of like that today myself. having these super cold temperatures that we've been getting used to, where it's down in the single digits, easily down in the single digits at night, sometimes even below zero for a bit, and then only maybe up into the teens for the day, you start to get used to that. And shoot, making it seem like this 30-degree weather is T-shirt time.
Well, yeah, that's usually the case. Once you get a day like this, you'll see people out walking, and they'll have shorts on and a sweatshirt or something because, yeah, it's still cold. If you're a person up here from Florida, you still got winter clothes on, and for us, anything, it breaks that cold spell and gets to the 30s, boy, it's the break out the shorts time. So. I've seen them do that before.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see my first motorcycle on the road here in the next couple days or something like that. You know someone's going to get it out and just, you know, got to roll out the bugs for the winter or something like that.
Yep, I have two of them sitting under the covers on the tenders in my garage, but they will not be out for quite some time yet. So, They don't go out until all of the salt is off the road, so at least one really good rainstorm or a couple of them to get all the salt off. But I've gone out on Christmas Day. I've gone out on New Year's Day before when the roads, there was snow on the ground, but they hadn't salted anything to mess everything up. So I've done that.
It can't be any worse than bundling up and getting out on the snowmobile and running 70, 80 mile an hour on those things.
Yeah, used to do that as kids, but not anymore. And, of course, the snowmobiles are a lot more advanced than they were back when I was growing up. There were no heated anything on them. So you just bundled up, threw a scarf over your face, and most time we didn't wear helmets back then or anything, but now they got heated gear, they got heated helmets, they got heated seats and grips and foot heaters on the sled. So my son-in-law has one. He just, him, boss, and a couple of the other workers were up the UP last week for the weekends snowmobiling. So yeah, everything's heated now, but. On the bikes that I got fairings on them and windshields, so that's all the protection I've got.
Got one up for grabs.
There's somebody else out there. What'd they say again?
KB8MCI, got one up for grabs.
What was that, a motorcycle or a snowmobile?
Motorcycle.
Okay, what is it?
It's a Harley Fat Bob. It has only got 5,700 miles on it.
Okay, this is KC8YVF. My name here is Ron. Yeah, fortunately, both of mine, I have an 82 that I ride as my daily bike. To work and back. That's only got about 57,000 on it. And my weekend long distance bike is a 04 Goldwing, and that's got 115,000 on it. So, got a few miles on the bike.
As the 2010, and it's, like I said, it's only got 5,700.
Yeah, I've done quite a few like that. I've even up on Facebook and that, the marketplace of several bikes that I said, well, they've been gently used and not even broken. I've seen some that have been 10, 15 years old and only got a couple of thousand miles on them. So over to the other station.
As much as I used to. I don't know if I like them. I ended up selling them.
Probably going to end up giving mine away.
If you wait.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you'll find a buyer for it in the spring here if you're looking to sell it. Now is not a good time, that's for sure, because the prices aren't going to be be good on it. Everybody in the winter is going to be expecting a bargain.
Well, I've had probably 10 people look at it and say they'd like it, but they never call back. And I mean, it's been garaged the whole life of the bike, so it's, you know, it's like I said, I might have to give it away.
Now let's go back over to the other station here. This is Ron, KC8YVF.
KC8DAE. This is Joe over here, Ron. You and I have talked before, but kind of few and far between.
Alrighty. Yeah, hopefully you don't. Although I heard some fairly distressing news yesterday. It got posted on one of my motorcycle email threads for one of the boards that I'm on, and Harley posted for the third quarter a 53% drop in motorcycle sales in the last quarter of 24, and they're down like 70-some percent for the year. So it does not sound good, and unfortunately for majority of the motorcycle manufacturers, the younger generations just aren't into that. It's the older baby boomers and the group before us that got into that, but a lot of them don't even have cars anymore. They're just using Ubers when they want to get around. They don't want the expense of maintaining the vehicle and insurance and all of that stuff. So, and motorcycles being the prices that they are, and unfortunately the Harleys really do not have a low-priced machine for an entry level. There's not too many of the younger generations that want to plop down, you know, $25,000-$30,000 on something they can only utilize, at least here in Michigan, for a few months out of the year.
Yeah, right. Kind of in the same boat that way. That's what kind of helped kick me out of it. I grew up back in the 70s and early 80s and that kind of stuff, riding these things. You could go out and buy them for $1,500, $2,000. But now even the, you know, Arcat, they went out of business. This is going to be their last year producing new sleds, and then they don't have a production line anymore. They're done on it. But in my opinion only on this, they kind of did it to themselves when they started charging, you know, $15,000, $16,000,
$18,000 for these toys. Yep, that's the case. Both of mine are Hondas. I paid $1,700 for my 82 back in 2001. It was 19 years old when I bought it, but it was in excellent shape. And you know, a new Goldwing right now, the basic one, it starts at $28,000, goes up. And I'm looking to downsize here. If I keep riding on two wheels, I'm looking to downsize weight-wise. My wife doesn't ride with me anymore because of health issues trying to get on and off the bike. So, you know, I'm looking for something, you know, smaller, but I have certain needs that I want in it, and I'm still looking at, you know, $18,000-$19,000, and I got to replace a couple of vehicles, so that's not going to be in the, I got to do the vehicles before I get into the luxury items. So yeah, that was, you know, several things that talking about Harley not having anything of an intro bike, and you know, even your Street Glide, kind of the entry bike is, you know, over $20,000, so that doesn't help with this. Yeah, you can pick up used ones, but even the used ones, actually, my 82 has doubled in value since when I bought it. So I bought it for $1,700 in the condition it's in. I by Blue Book, it's worth $4,500, so that's really kind of crazy. KC8YVF.
Hi, that's kind of how everything's going through here and such. I kind of think the markets are getting towards the top, and that's even across the board. I mean, if you look at some of these pickups, if you go into vehicles and such, you know, who wants to pay $80,000 for an F-250 or a HD2500 pickup? You know, you try to get one all stripped down so it has two windows and a heater in the dang thing, and you're still paying $45,000 for them. It's ridiculous on the pricing and such.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's why I'm still driving older vehicles. My newest vehicle is a 15. That's my wife's car. My car is a 2010, and I've got my tow vehicle for the bikes and that and camping and that is a 2000 Chevy Astro van. So it's the cost of the vehicles and what you're getting, they've just priced everything just out of everybody's ability. And we always used to purchase, my wife and I growing up, when we first got married, we bought basically a new car every 5 years, and the old car went to me, the new car went to my wife, and we rotated them out every 5 years for a new vehicle. And we bought them new off the showroom or the van we ordered, so there was no discount there. And now it's just, they've got so much crap on them, and you can't buy even a stripped-out model anymore. You want to get cruise control on it, you have to buy a package that adds a bunch of extra stuff on it that I don't want and don't need, but that's what they got. So I got to look for a used vehicle, and, of course, what they call low mileage now is not what I would consider low mileage. I bet the cars are lasting a lot longer. My car's got 101,000 on it, being 15 years old. My wife's at 93. But my 2000 van just turned over 141,000, and that's 25 years old. So we don't drive them a lot. We split them between the vehicles. But, yeah, they just want too much, and the used ones have got way too many miles on them and too high a price yet. So, all right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. Good talk to you both. Just pulled in the driveway, and I see the wife has just got home from grocery shopping, so the trunk's open, and she's going to say, pick up some bags as I walk through, so I better get on those. So 73 to everyone. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the nice weather or the calmer weather while we have it. So, KC8YVF, back over to one of you.
Yeah, good weekend there, Ron. KC8VH73.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KF8, Delta Charlie Zulu. Monitor.
K8DAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Hello, can you hear me?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8, Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ.
anybody hear this little radio?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.